Good morning, this is exiled BBC reporter Nigel Mansfridge reporting. I'm a reporter, so that's what I do, I report. Today is Audio Mode Day 8. On the 8th day of June is Audio Mode Day 8. Makes perfect sense to me. Forgive me, I'm a little bit sour today. Yesterday was the very first day in about 5 days of nice weather. I mean, the weather was good yesterday. Normally, it's really horrible here. Don't know why I'm even here. Came across the ocean in search for fame and fortune, and I've found none of it except horrible weather. And the winters, don't even get me started. Audiomo continues to light up the audio world with many, 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 many great audios and lots of people participating. But now things are going to get difficult, you see. You have to continue your momentum. You're going to feel like quitting many times, but you have to continue it. Fight the urge to just walk away. Fight the urge just to stop having tea. That is a horrible analogy, and please forgive me. Well, unfortunately, I have to go. I have another audition in another country, and I will also be exiled from Canada after that audition. Thank you for listening to the From the Hip Podcast Audio Mode Day 8 with exiled BBC reporter Nigel Mansfridge.
Good morning, good morning. I do have a question for you. Please forgive Nigel. He's a little bit on edge. That's what happens when your country is full of BBC reporters and they say, well, the only way that you're going to work is that if you work in another country, we have enough in our country. I guess we could all sympathize with that. I have a question for you. How do you sleep? No, I don't mean position or with the number of people. I mean, do you sleep well? Do you have trouble falling asleep? I go through these weird cycles where I can't fall asleep. I start falling asleep and then something startles me, or I start worrying about something, or I feel something in my body. Please keep it clean. And it keeps me up. And then I wake up literally several times an hour until the morning. I don't know what it is. It's maybe this age-related life expectancy mortality stress that we start feeling as we get older, as we begin to know what happens to people. It was so nice to have that innocence, wasn't it, when you didn't know what the world was about. You didn't know of all the unpleasant things that could happen to human beings, whether that be health-wise, job-wise, love-wise, career-wise, physically, mentally, emotionally, with our skin, our hair, our nails. It's horrible. It's a one-way ticket to darkness. Sorry, I gotta get a hold of myself. I don't know what it is, but I wanted to report that finally last night I got good sleep. But it happened at the expense, I gotta turn the heat down, the fan. It happened at the expense of two things. And I'm gonna come clean with you. I'm not gonna pretend that I live life as in the game, the Mortal Kombat. I don't know if you remember that video game. There was a feature when you defeated your enemy and he didn't get any strikes. It was called Flawless Victory. I don't live life with a flawless victory. I got many flaws and I sometimes don't do things that I say I'm going to do, and quite often, unfortunately. So I had a good sleep. All this to say, I had a good sleep at the expense of two things. Number one, I failed on my first day of the June planking challenge. First day in 8 days, I didn't do it. I was going to do it, but I was getting so tired. I didn't want my body to kind of get pumped up with this exercise. I was leaving it, of course, right to the last minute of the hour, the midnight hour. And number two is I failed on my audio mo challenge because I just didn't have the energy and I didn't want to derail my tiredness by fooling around with audio. So there you have it. I've come clean. I failed. But I also won. I finally had almost 8 hours of deep, undisturbed sleep. I think I woke up one time. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. And I hit the pillow just after 11. And I fell asleep in moments. And I didn't stress. I didn't worry. I didn't get razzed up about things. So I think it was worth it. And if you are an audio mower in the challenge, audio mower is kind of like a lawn mower. Anyway, if you are in the challenge and you can relate to that, well, we are one, brother. We are one. So, I'd like to hear, have you come close or have you missed a day? If so, let me know the reason. And was it a good reason? And if it wasn't a good reason, make up something, okay? All right. Okay, I'm out of here. Thanks for listening to the From the Hip podcast with Albert Athazi. And that's me.